This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating. Cardiovascular clearance on patient Diaz, D-I-A-Z, first name Anna, A-N-A, the date of birth 06-15-2023, correction, the date of birth 12-25-81, date of evaluation 06-15-23, the referring physician is Dr. Missing the chief complaint, 41-year-old Hispanic female who is seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient has noted is a 41-year-old female who reports an episode of fall on March 27, 2023. She then went to the Queen of the Valley Hospital and was diagnosed with a fracture. The patient reports pain involving her knee, period. Pain is described as burning. It is rated 7/10. It is non-radiating and limited to the knee, period. It is associated with decreased range of motion, period. A past medical history, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, the past surgical history, right knee surgery, right ankle surgery, back surgery, next number status post motor vehicle accident, period. The medications, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams 1 daily, Levemir, 28 units 1 daily, Trulicity, 0.75 milligrams 2 weekly, Promethazine, 40 milligrams 1 daily, Narco, 5/325, 1 TID, Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams 1 daily, Lisinopril, 30 milligrams 1 daily, Prothalidone, 50 milligrams 1 daily, Metformin, 500 milligrams 1 daily, Farxiga, 10 milligrams 1 daily, Vitamin D3, 2,000 units 1 daily, Liprazide, 10 milligrams 1 daily. Allergies, non-drug allergies, family history, mother and father had diabetes, social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. IVF systems, gastrointestinal, she has constipation and reports laxative use, period. The IVF systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 115/84, pulse 82, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 184.2 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female. She is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal, left knee demonstrates moderate effusion. There is tenderness both medially and super patella region, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 41-year-old female with multiple comorbidities to include diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. She had suffered an industrial injury to the left knee, and she is now scheduled for surgical care. treatment period. The patient is noted to be unable to extend the knee. She has swelling and edema of the left lower extremity period. Patient, as noted, has multiple comorbidities. Despite the same coma, they appear well controlled. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same by Dr. Robinson, for example.